أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Surah Al-Baqarah and we've now completed six sections. Section 1, three groups of people, those who accept guidance, those who reject guidance, and those who pretend to accept guidance. Then we have the second section where it talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically saying, I am your creator. This is the book that will lead you to your full potential. Any other will not work. Third section, we looked at Prophet Adam, which tells us the immense potential a human being has. And that which stops this potential, which restricts us from success, is the I, the arrogant I, which says, I don't need to know anymore. Then we had the challenging students in section 4, and we find their main problem was that they refused to obey the messenger. Their strap line was, سَمِعْنَا وَعَسَيْنَا. We're here, but we disobey. And then in contrast, we see in section 5, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, total submission to divinity. When he's told, أَسْلِمْ سُبْمِتْ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I will submit completely. And he proves this by the tests he goes through, the way he deals with them, and his du'as, the four P's, prosperity, peace, progeny, and profit. And now in section 6, which we looked at yesterday, we see a change of qibla. In essence, something to tell us that you need to take the best of directions. وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. And the only direction is the direction towards divinity, the direction towards perfection, an orientation solely towards that which is the best. And that can only happen if we're connected in a structure. So you see the Qibla portraying the one belief of Muslims connected to each other in this sort of radiating social structure. And in the ayah, we made you a middle community. Ummatan wasatan. The Quran now gives a description of this Muslim community which must always remain in the middle. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the best of affairs is the middle course, the balance between opposites. So the section we're going to look at now, which occupies most of the second half of Surah Al-Baqarah, from ayah 153 to 242, now gives a course of action to remain this middle nation. So if we use the metaphor of our Baqarah learning institution, then this new class has been inaugurated. And we are presented with a series of learning objectives to be able to get the title Mu'min, or as a whole, the title Ummatan Wasatan, a middle community. Now the first objective is in Ayah 153. It's exactly the same statement that was made to the Bani Israel in Ayah 45. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses those who believe. He says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe. Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Seek help through patience and prayer, through sabr and salah. Innallaha ma'as-sabirin. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. So the class is being set up, and the first thing you and I are told are that it's going to be tough. There's going to be trials. There's going to be afflictions. It's not going to be easy to get to the end of this course. So you will need a lot of extra help. And this help will come from divinity, but from you I need two things, sabr and salah. Salah is connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two types of patience. One is negative patience and one is positive patience. Negative patience is where you just wait and hope something is going to fall from the sky, a solution is going to fall from the sky. This is not what the Quran is talking about. It's not telling you and me to submit ignorantly to a situation that befalls one and just sort of lament. Here, patience is positive patience, which comes with the realization of the cause of a situation, the steps which must be taken to overcome the negative effects of that situation, and then this produces a state of justice and balance. It's somewhere where there is perseverance, there is 110% trying and then handing it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And patience and prayer then connect one to the boundless mercy of Allah. So objective one sets us up for the class. Every time you're stuck, seek help through patience and prayer. Let's look at the second learning objective. This is Ayah 154. وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يَقْتُلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Don't you dare speak of those who have been killed in the way of Allah is dead. Rather, they are alive, but you do not perceive. Those who die while surrendering themselves fully for the sake of and in the way of reality are not dead. They are connected to the ever-living. And the visible physical death is just a phase of transformation, a release of the soul. This concept is very vivid for us because we remember the event of Karbala year after year after year and we understand it. But this was directed at a community in Medina when there was no battles yet. They had only seen the persecution in Makkah, the killing in Makkah. But the battles were not there. There was no proactive defense going on. And it was a preparation of the coming battle of Badr. Learning objective 3. Let's see the things that we will be tested with. So in Ayah 155 he says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوِي وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. We will most certainly test you with something of fear, of hunger, of loss of property, of lives and fruits, and give good news to those who are patient. And then it says, who are these people? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً. These are those who, when a misfortune and affliction comes to them, immediately they say, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We belong to Allah, or we are from Allah, and to Him we shall surely return. And this is Ayah 156. Now let's try and understand this. Because human beings have a strong tendency to stagnate and sort of become enslaved to habits and expectations, Allah embarks upon a process of learning. We're tested with affliction, fear, insecurity, hunger, uncertainty, a reduction of material possessions, lives, and other fruits of the world. How else can this Rabb prevent His beloved creation, the human being, from giving importance and adoration to the idols of wealth and property and greed? The afflictions and changes are a proof of His attention to the one He loves, so that He may redirect His attention and come out of distraction. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, it was in the breaking of my plans that I recognized my Rabb. And the description of this human being who seeks help through sabr and salah, through connection to through his Rabb and perseverance, is that whenever there is an affliction, his immediate reaction is to return to its source, saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He relishes what others consider misfortune because it deepens his iman and knowledge. He's like a tree which is struck by a storm. If it's healthy, its roots will grow deep and its branches will be strong yet pliable. The human being who recognizes Tawheed, who understands Tawheed, knows that whatever befalls him, including his reaction to it, is from his beloved Rabb. So learning objective 2 in essence is that there is immense blessing in affliction, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah says, Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmatum wa ulaika humul muhtadun. These are the ones in whom there are blessings and mercy from their Rabb. They are rightly guided. Can you imagine the people we look at who are struck with affliction and we say, Bichari, or I feel so sorry for him or her? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks upon them as those whom He blesses. It's amazing. Learning objective 3. You have to strive. You have to try hard. Ayah 158. Inna Safa wal Marwa min sha'airillah. Indeed, Safa and Marwa among the signs of Allah. So whoever goes for Umrah or Hajj, then there is no blame on him if he goes round them both. And then Allah says, whoever performs good deeds spontaneously, it says, وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاقِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is grateful and knowing. Safa and Marwa are two hills between which those who go for Hajj or Umrah walk or run back and forth 7 times. This is where Hajra ran in search of water after being left alone with Ismail in the blistering heat of the Meccan wilderness. And they symbolize all human efforts in the world. from hunger to repletion, from illness to health, and so on. And human patience is tested by his running between the events in the natural world. Because this act was performed before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and some of the followers were surprised at its continuation, the encouraging words "no blame" is used. There is no reaching of one's full potential without striving, continuous striving. Learning objective 4. Do not conceal the clear proofs and guidance that have been revealed after it has been made clear. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا عَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَىٰ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنَهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Those who conceal the clear proofs and guidance that we've revealed after we've made it clear, they're the ones that Allah will withdraw His mercy from. And if you do it, Quran says, repent and amend. And this is from Ayah 159 to 162. Learning objective 5 is from Ayah 163 to 167. I've tried to use the sections that Allah Ta'ala uses in Al-Mizan. And this is beautiful. He says, "Wa ilahukum ilahun wahid," and your God is one God. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. There is no God but He, the Rahman and the Rahim. And then there are proofs to support it. And then he says in Ayah 165, "And from people are those who take themselves objects of worship besides Allah, whom they love as they love Allah. However, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, they love Allah loads." So learning objective 5 is basically, your God is one God, and love Him to bits. Learning objective 6 spans from Ayah 168 to Ayah 176. And the key message here is, eat halal and tayyib. Eat of the lawful and good things of what is in the earth. Number 2, don't follow shaitan. And finally, don't follow customs and traditions that take you so way away from the path of Allah. So Ayah 168 starts off by saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba, eat the lawful and good things of what is in the earth. And then he says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ, he is for you an open enemy. Another level of meaning for eat is the inward internalization of anything impure from the world of forms. And the shaitans of meaning have their complement in the shaitans of forms. In Ayah 170 it says, وَإِذَا خِيلَ لَهُمْ, and when it is said to them, اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ, follow that which was sent down by Allah. قالوا, they say, بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَانَا, we follow what we found our fathers doing. And Allah says, أَوَلَوْ كَانَ أَبَاهُمْ لَا يَأْكِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَحْتَدُونَ, what, even though their fathers had no sense nor following the right way. To follow blindly in the footsteps of our forefathers or leaders is to discard the sacred responsibility of seeking the truth. Post-cultural, tribal or ethnic patterns and habits are the greatest barriers towards freedom and knowledge. And then we see the same aspect of the ayah, 168, addressed to those who believe. It says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, you will believe. قُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ, eat the good things that we have provided and give thanks to Allah if it is He that you worship. And then it elaborates, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالدَّمَ وَالْحَمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا أُحِلَّ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ, He has forbidden to you what dies of itself, blood, the flesh of the pig, and that which has been slaughtered for other than Allah. Unless you are driven to necessity, he says. So let's briefly go over the 6 learning objectives we're looking at today, and then more tomorrow, inshallah. Number 1, seek assistance in this tough time with salah and sabr. Number 2, there is a great blessing in affliction, in tests. Number 3, you have to strive to reach your full potential, just as Hajra did. Number 4, do not conceal guidance after it has been revealed. And if you do, then repent and amend your ways. Number 5, your God is one God. Love Him to bits. And number 6, eat halal and tayyib, lawful and good. Don't follow shaitan, don't follow customs and tradition. We will continue to look at the rest of them tomorrow, inshallah.